From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Over 700 are killed in a stampede near Mecca. At least 717 people have been killed, hundreds injured in a stampede at the annual Hajj pilgrimage. That, according to Saudi authorities, the crush occurred in Mina, a large valley about 5 kilometers from the holy city of Mecca that has been the site of Hajj stampedes over the past years. Mina is where pilgrims carry out a symbolic stoning of the devil by throwing pebbles against 3 stone walls. It also houses more than 160,000 tents where pilgrims spend the night during the pilgrimage. The Saudi Civil Defense Directorate earlier said at least 450 other pilgrims were injured in the stampede in Mina. It was not immediately clear if some of those previously listed as injured were included in the rising death tolls. Amateur video shared on social media showed a horrific scene with scores of bodies, the men dressed in the simple terry cloth garments worn during Hajj, lying in crushed wheelchairs and water bottles along a sun-baked street. 2 suicide bombers attacked a mosque in Yemen's capital Thursday, killing at least 25 people attending prayers at the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday. The blast in Sana'a hit a mosque run by the Shiite Houthi group that seized control of the city a year ago. Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet with U.S. President Barack Obama in New York City Monday. A Kremlin spokesman told journalists that Putin will meet with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and then with Obama later in the day. The 3 leaders are among the many who will be in New York next week to attend this year's session of the UN General Assembly. Putin will also address the Assembly on Monday. This is VOA News. Pope Francis called on the U.S. Congress and the American people to set aside divisions and renew a spirit of fraternity and solidarity, cooperating generously for the common good. The Roman Catholic Church leader, the first pope ever to address the full U.S. Congress, was warmly applauded throughout his speech of nearly 50 minutes Thursday at the U.S. Capitol building. His message was broadcast throughout the nation and showed on huge video screens outside the heavily guarded center of American lawmaking. The rare joint meeting of Congress that Francis addressed brought together all members of both the House and Senate, plus the judges of the Supreme Court, the Vice President, Joe Biden, members of President Obama's cabinet, then key military leaders, the full array of the American governmental establishment, the same gathering that a sitting president addresses for the annual State of the Union message. Pope Francis, as expected, called for action against dangers to our planet posed by economic injustice and climate change.
We need a conversation which includes everyone, since the environmental challenge we are undergoing and its human roots concern and affect us all.
Pope Francis also touched on other sensitive issues in the U.S., including the Middle East refugee crisis and the excesses of capitalism. Later Thursday, the Pope will travel to New York City, where he will celebrate Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral, address the U.N. General Assembly on Friday, and Saturday he'll travel to Philadelphia for this weekend's Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has told her country's 16 state governors that Europe's agreement on a quota plan to accommodate 120,000 migrants is a sign of unity, but cautioned that it is only a first step. She said in a meeting in Berlin Thursday that Europe is still very far from where it needs to be in dealing with the situation. She said the violence in Syria that caused the displacement of so many people can only be resolved with the help from the United States, Russia, and the Middle East. The European Council President Donald Tusk, after the EU leaders agreed to give over $1 billion to international aid agency helping refugees, made an announcement after an emergency summit in Brussels ended early Thursday.
It is clear that the greatest tide of refugees and migrants is yet to come. Therefore, we need to correct the policy of open doors and windows. Now the focus should be on the proper protection of our external borders and on external assistance to refugees and the countries in our neighborhood.
I'm Ira Melman, VOA News, Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.